gather round, it's time for the big ten hoedown. Kick out your heels, jump up and down, shut your eyes and whirl around. Reach out your hand and if no one's
point.
There, grab your own hand, dance round in a square.
When you're doing the big ten hoedown, gotta have a collar you can trust.
Oink, oink, oink.
Yeah! Cool. Yeah. Big Ben time! What a special day it is.
Now, typically, Danny is the host of this. But today...
So nervous.
You're a contestant.
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Because Danny has, I think...
I don't test well.
Danny has, I think, the most underrated skill... at the radio station. And that is the ridiculous ability to name all the members in damn near every single metal band that came out from like 1978 to 1987.
It's incredible.
Like, you've got a decade's worth of knowledge on these bands that you don't give a damn about anymore.
Mm-mm.
And it's almost a point of comedy for you, but somehow...
It's basically from like 82 to 86. That's essentially the window.
Okay.
And it's because I subscribe to those rock rags like Hit Parader and Cream and what was the other one? Circus, I think.
Yeah,
Circus.
Yeah, I used to get those delivered to my house because living out in the country, you didn't have any real music stores or anything like that to know what was new or what was, you know... out there.
Yeah.
So I relied on these magazines and the two or three friends of mine that were into this stuff, and you just knew it because you read about these guys.
And you probably were reading a lot of album covers and
Absolutely.
Liner notes
yeah.
and all that stuff. And for you, it seems like it's like what we did with
baseball cards.
Yeah.
And basketball
yes.
cards and football cards.
You would just memorize these bands for useless bands.
Names of like a bass player that is now probably either dead, broke, or working at Walmart, you
right,
know?
Right.
Oink. It's not like these guys are probably super famous anymore. I'm assuming the bands you're going to pick after hearing what I heard in the hallway, you're going pretty deep, and I don't know if I'm going to do well on this.
Now, I have chosen bands here that cover everything from metal to hair metal to speed metal, all of it.
Okay.
And I've tried to cherry pick ones that I'm pretty sure that, yeah, I mean, I know you know, cause I've heard you know, not these bands in particular, but I've heard you do this 1,000 times with bands. I'm like, how do you know that?
Yeah. So you want to push him here. You want to see the boundaries that he has.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
I mean, how are you going to do this?
Well, I'm just going to play a song.
Okay.
You're going to know the songs.
Okay.
And then you're just going to give me the guys.
The
and
guys
I'm going to tell
band.
You. Yes. And
okay.
I'm going to tell you whether or not you are correct.
Okay. Okay. This is Raining Blood by Slayer.
Right. Yes, it is Raining Blood by Slayer.
All right. I'm going to go with Tom Araya on bass, Kerry King on guitar, Dave Lombardo on drums, and Jeff Hinneman on guitar. Well, I think that's right.
You are 100% correct.
Hell yeah.
On
4 for 4
Slayer.
On Slayer.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to grade this at the end, right?
I'm
yeah.
Dave Lombardo.
Yeah.
He's not the clothier.
Oh.
Man,
all
right. He's such a freaking great drummer.
Let's move on.
All right. Oh, my God. Dio? Man, this could be anybody. But I'm going to go with Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah.
Vivian Campbell on guitar, I believe. God, on bass. Who would have been on bass in this? I don't remember. Maybe on key. Ansley Dunbar on drums, maybe. Gosh, keys. Could have been anybody. This one's really hard because it could have been a number of people. But
so,
for this incarnation, I'm going to go with just Vivian Campbell, Ronnie James Dio. I'm going to go with Ansley Dunbar on drums and bass. I don't know.
All right. So I've got Ronnie James Dio,
mm-hmm.
Vivian Campbell, who, by the way, was a replacement. So you dug deep.
Yeah.
Well, he's on this song.
Okay. All right. Vinny Appice.
Yes. That's who's the drummer.
Okay. And Jake E. Lee.
Jakey Lee is not on this track.
He's not?
No.
Okay. All right.
Jakey Lee was Ozzy's guitar player during Bark at the Moon.
See, now he's mad at me.
Well, he says it with such conviction, though. We're just going to give it that one.
Well, who's on bass?
I have Jimmy Bain.
That sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right. So I'm 2 for 4 on this.
Yeah. It's still very impressive.
Man, I might go 3 for 4.
All right, Bob, you're going to know this one.
Okay.
Is this Winger? Dude, I don't know anything about them other than it's Kip Winger on vocals and Reb Beach on guitar.
Okay.
And Kip's also on bass. Oh, and you know what? The drummer is a North Texas alum, Rod Morgenstein.
Yes!
Wow.
I don't know anything about this at all.
Here, let me rattle off the entire band.
Whoever's playing rhythm guitar, couldn't care less. I have no idea.
Kip Winger, Reb Beach,
yeah.
Rod Morgenstein.
Made up.
He went to North Texas?
Yeah. I think.
Okay.
I may be wrong. I don't know who the other
I've
guitar
got
player
Paul
is.
Taylor.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, 3 for 4.
All right, not bad, man.
Damn it.
No. That's good. That's good.
Winger.
Okay.
He knows the band. This is awesome.
This is so stupid. Oh, my God. Come on. Don Dokken, George Lynch, Jeff Pilson, Mick Brown. 4 for 4.
You threw him a lob.
It was like the Luka lob last night to Hardaway that he blew. But you bringing just
it back to sports. There was nobody defending me on that.
No.
Totally nailed that. Oh my God, come on, dude. Yes, you were correct. George Lynch, Don Dokken. Who are the other two?
Jeff Pilson and Mick Brown.
Yeah.
This is Alone Again from their Tooth and Nail album.
Why do I have as a replacement a guy that sounds like a Mexican Icelandic guy, Juan Crucier?
Juan Crucier was the bass player for Rat, and I think that he was the original bass player in Dokken before they became what they were.
Listen to that.
He spontaneously combusted one night.
Like he's adding information to the segment that he's not even required to do.
That's for bonus points.
It's incredible.
Okay. Extra credit.
It's just great to be here, you know, and see Danny live.
Yeah. Okay, Danny.
All right. Cinderella?
This is Cinderella.
Nobody's Fool, off of their album Night Songs. A New Jersey band.
This is a good one.
Featuring Tom Kiefer on lead vocals. Uh-huh. I want to say Jeff LaBar on guitar. Eric Brittingham on bass. Oh, my God. There was a drummer named something weird like James Dernick.
You're exactly right! Oh, my God!
Did I get it right?
Yes!
All four?
That's great.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
He goes by Jim Dernick.
Oh, I went with his given name. James.
Yes, he went with it. Danny's looked at birth certificates. James James Dernick, Tom Kiefer, Eric Brittingham,
and Jeff LaBar.
You know this one, Corby?
Of course.
They were one of the bands that came out of this era that was actually really legit. They were really good. Good songwriters.
This is a great
really
one.
Great singer.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, let's dig
this
a little.
This is so embarrassing.
Let's dig a little deep. You're doing great,
yeah,
by the way.
You should
I mean,
be
you,
full of confidence
I
right
mean,
now.
Like, you've almost batted 1,000.
Paul all George right. can't cover you.
Oh, man, this is Wasp, and they're awesome. Let's go with Blackie Lawless on bass and lead vocals. I believe it's Randy Piper and Chris Holmes on guitar. And, man, the drummer is always escapes me. I'm going to take a pass on the drummer just so we can move on. But I cannot remember his name. His last name's not Travis, is it?
No.
Okay, I give up.
I've got Doug Blair.
This is the Randy Piper, Chris Holmes incarnation.
Okay.
With Blackie Lawless on bass and lead vocals.
Well, then you're 3 for 4. I've got It could be Doug Blair or Mike Duda or the other two names.
You're
listed.
Maybe going to Wikipedia and looking who's in the band now as they're doing these, you know,
reunion tours. I think this was I didn't go that.
You go to the album and look who played on the album or at least toured on the album.
Okay, so who'd you say?
Randy Piper, Chris Holmes, and Blackie Lawless, and I don't know the drummer.
I think the drummer back then was Tony Richards.
That sounds right. All right, 3-4
Replaced by Steve Riley, of course, everybody.
Oh, no, no. Steve Riley would have been the drummer that I knew that was in the video for this stuff. That's right, Steve Riley. Well, but I didn't remember that.
I'm just impressed.
I like how you're having to trust me on your research.
Well, I mean,
I actually tried to search wasp, and a picture of a wasp showed up.
My dad was on an aircraft carrier in Korea called the USS Wasp.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's going to get a little tougher now. Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go.
Dude, Udo Dirk Schneider and four German dudes with badass hair. I have no idea.
Who is this?
It's Accept.
This is the band known as Accept. You are correct. Who's the first guy you said?
Udo Dirk Schneider. He's the guy in the Beavis and Butthead video when he walks out on stage because he's like 5'2 and has no hair. And Butthead goes, excuse me, sir, but do you have a backstage pass?
Udo Dirk Schneider.
Dude. Oh, there's one guy in the band named Wolf.
Yes! Yes! Wolf Hoffman.
Yes, Wolf Hoffman.
Of course there is.
Can I get 2 of 5?
You get credit
right,
for
sweet.
Wolf.
All right, 2 out of 5.
Oh, and then some guy named Peter Baltes or something like that. Those are the three original guys. I just wanted to hear you say Udo Dirk Schneider.
Boy,
I did. I just said it.
Udo Dirk Schneider is a man of some size.
He is a diminutive size, yes.
Okay, we carry on.
I don't even know who this is.
Uh-oh.
What is this, like Kix or something?
20 years ago.
God, this sounds so like Tenacious D.
What is this?
It's Saxon.
Oh, no idea.
Saxon?
Dude, I'm going 0 for how many members those guys have, because I know nothing about them.
I don't even know where they're from.
They're from Germany.
Saxon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got Saxon fail. How many are in the band? Did you have?
You missed Peter Biff Byford.
Oh, man, I even knew that.
Steve Dobby Dawson, Paul Quinn, and Graham Oliver.
All right, 0 for 4.
Oh,
damn,
man.
It takes the average down.
Yeah, Saxon. I knew that was going to be really tough.
That's hard.
I knew it was really, really tough.
I never listened to him.
Okay.
Oh, no. Is this Striper? All right. You've got the brothers. The Sweet Brothers. Michael and Robert Sweet.
Yes.
You have a guy on bass named, I think it's, his last name's Gaines. Timothy Gaines?
Yes.
And then a guitar player named Oz Fox.
Yes!
How in the world do you know every member
Oz
of Striper?
Because I like to shout at the devil too, Bob.
Oh, man. The Sweet Brothers.
Uh-huh.
I was so hoping you would remember Oz Fox.
Yeah. This guy's in Boston now.
Listen to that.
Incredible. I can't believe what we're witnessing here.
That is so awful.
You want to keep going?
Yeah.
Don't know.
What?
I don't recognize this.
Let them start singing.
It sounds like it could be Iron Maiden, but like a, it is? What song did you pick?
Oh, is this the remastered?
There we go.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of ways you can go with this. Do you want the most recent lineup, like the Number of the Beast lineup? Dave Murray, Adrian Smith, Bruce Dickinson, Steve Harris, and Nico McBrain.
Yes.
My hero.
But Paul Di'Anno was their original singer, and Clive Burr was their original drummer.
This is
Bruce Dickinson and Nico McBrain.
Right.
I'm taking a 0 on this test, by the way.
Well, you're not being graded
now. But I just want... I just want people to understand what we're dealing with here.
We're dealing with a genius.
We really are. That's what's going on here.
Let's see here. Oh, okay. Okay.
How many more do we have? Because we're running late.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know.
This is too good.
But are we?
Squeeze a few in here. Let's go ahead and...
The ticket.
Is this autograph?
Yes.
Man, I'm going to go for however many.
All of them?
All of them. I have no idea.
Wait.
I just don't know. I know the song is Turn Up the Radio, but
yeah.
I know nothing about them at all.
Steve Plunkett, Kenny Richards, Steve Isham, and Eddie Cross.
Nope. 0 for 4. Sorry.
Did you hate them?
I wasn't a fan. This album has no cymbals on it.
I think you get the point for that.
Okay. Last one, I promise.
I'll know this.
Please.
Turn it up a little bit. I can't hear anything. There we go. Oh, man. I can name, I think...
Well, who is it?
It's Grim Reaper. And it's, I'll shout at the devil, but I'll also see you in hell, Bob. I'm a walking dichotomy.
Yeah.
Man, the guitar player's name is like Nick Bocott.
Yes, it is Nick Bocott.
Wow.
And the singer, this guy that looks like a pig.
Boy. Wow, that
and
guy again.
I
yeah.
cannot remember his name. Yeah.
We can't accept guy that looks like pig.
I can't remember his name. I'm going to go 1 for 4 on these idiots.
Steve Bocott's very... Grim Reaper.
Nick Bocott.
I'm sorry, Nick. Yeah, Steve Grimmett.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grimmett. Yeah. Damn you, Grimmett. All right, give me one more. Come on.
All right, one more?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. You're in the
what else do we have going on today, right?
Have fun with this.
Oh, man. I might have screwed up my average.
Would you go?
Know this. Sons of vengeance, can you rescue me? Oh, this is Crocus.
Yes!
All right.
Mark all that.
I'm going to go with, I know I can get two of these guys. Mark Storaci on lead vocals, and his guitar player was Fernando Von Arb. And I think there was another...
Yes. Fernando Von Arb!
There was another Von something in there. But
yes,
yeah, there is.
I'm giving you that one, too.
You're giving me 3 out of 5 on this?
Chris Von Rohr.
Von Rohr, yeah.
There's another
wow.
Von
what
in there.
What are the odds?
One of these guys hanged himself.
Oh, dear.
Hung himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
sad.
He did. He did, unfortunately. All right.
All right.
That was awesome.
I'm going to figure out my grade here, okay?
Okay?
So it's 18 on this one, so that's 39 plus 16 is 55. So there's 55 total band members, and I got 4, 6, 9, 13, 17, 20, 26, 31... 32. I got 34 out of 55.
And I feel like
I went 0 for 4 on two of them.
Well, you have to weigh for degree of difficulty, though.
I know. It's off the charts. And look,
I think I did. I think I got at least a 70%.
I went pretty hard on you, too.
Yeah, you did.
Man, this feels like an A. I don't know. I can't allow you to take a 70 on this test.
No.
It was too...
No. Andy knew every one of the songs.
He didn't know
outside of one.
Some German band, but he nailed out them all.
Yeah. And you get extra points for Udo Dirkschwinder, too.
Dirkschneider.
Dirkschneider.
Get it right.
Udo Dirkschneider.
I was really hoping for some softballs like Def Leppard and...
Yeah, you know what? Look.
We didn't even bother with 101.
We're doing this again.
We are?
Because there's
tomorrow.
It took me 2 hours to come up with the damn bands.
All right.
So I want to do it again.
Okay. That was fun.
The guy got Crocus.
I think I got a 61 average. That's not passing.
But you
got
to add up all the bands,
way
the
above.
Songs you got, too. You did great. It was
okay.
awesome.
I wanted 100.
All right. There's a big pin. Let's go NFL next.